For the next few minutes, I'm going to look at some types of polysaccharides with you. One example of a polysaccharide is starch, and this is a common storage compound. It's the main energy store in plants. So it's stored in the seeds of plants, you might find it in its tissues, in the tubers such as potatoes, that sort of thing. Starch is broken down into glucose by plants when they need more energy. And starch can act as a food source for humans and animals. For example, we eat potatoes, we eat plant seeds, we eat grains such as rice. All of these contain starch. Starch does not change the water potential in a cell where it's stored because it is insoluble in water, and this makes it a good storage compound. How would we test for the presence of starch? Well, one thing we can do is to add an iodine solution. You can make an iodine solution by mixing iodine and a solution of potassium iodide. So you place a small sample into the dimple of a spotting tile or in a boiling tube, and then you add a few drops of the iodine solution and see if any colour change happens. If starch is present, the solution will change from orange to blue or black. You can get a few types of starch. So you can get amylose, which is unbranched and is good for energy storage. And you have amylopectin, and this is a branched structure and it's good for quick energy release. So the amylose form of starch is unbranched, whereas amylopectin is branched. And amylose is used for energy storage, and amylopectin is used good for quick energy release. Another type of polysaccharide is glycogen. So this is formed by a condensation reaction of alpha glucose molecules. So when glucose monomers join together, and this is the main energy storage material in animals. So it's sort of the animal equivalent to starch. Glycogen is a highly branched molecule, and it's similar to the amylopectin form of starch that we just talked about in structure. And when animals need to release energy, glycogen's highly branched structure means that glucose can be quickly be released. Glycogen is a good storage molecule because it's so compact. This is because it's got a highly branched structure, so it can compact down well. When blood glucose levels decrease, glycogen is broken down to release glucose, and this is called glycogenolysis. So we've talked a lot about polysaccharides. The word poly means many. For example, glycogen is made up of many monomers that are joined together by many glycosidic bonds. And a polysaccharide is formed when more than two monosaccharides are joined together by condensation reactions. The last polysaccharide we're going to look at is cellulose, which is a major component of cell walls in plants. Cellulose is a long chain of beta-glucose. Beta-glucose molecules are linked by glycosidic bonds to form linear cellulose chains that are unbranched, so they're straight. Microfibrils are strong fibers made of many cellulose chains that are held together by hydrogen bonds. Cellulose is actually the most abundant natural polymer that we find, so there's lots of it. If you think about all the plants in the world, all of those in every single cell have cellulose because they have cell walls. The cell walls offer structural support because of the strength of the microfibril fibers that they are made of. Cellulose actually can't be broken down by the human digestive enzymes, but herbivores like cows and horses can digest plant material which is rich in cellulose. So cows are better at eating plants than we are. But we should still be eating plants because they're good for us. So in conclusion, we've looked at a few types of polysaccharides, cellulose, glycogen, and starch. And those are the main ones that you need to know about.
If this episode has got you in the mood for more podcast revision action, then you should search for our other revised podcast channels that cover a lot more than you'll find here. Search for Revise on whatever platform you got this podcast from and you'll find them. And while you're at it, if you could rate us 5 stars and subscribe or follow to all of our Revise podcasts that cover every subject you need, then that will help other people to find our podcasts.